It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 30th, 2017. But what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The Revolution was effected before the war commenced. The Revolution was in the minds and the hearts of the people. Those are the words of Founding Father John Adams, born on this date in 1735 in Quincy, Massachusetts. A direct descendant of Puritan colonists from the Massachusetts Bay Colony, he studied at Harvard College, where he received his undergraduate degree and a master's. In 1758, he was admitted to the bar and began a law practice despite his father's wish that he become a clergyman. Adams quickly became identified with the Patriot cause, initially as a result of his opposition to the Stamp Act of 1765. In 1770, Adams agreed to represent the British soldiers on trial for killing five civilians in what became known as the Boston Massacre. He justified defending the soldiers on the grounds that the facts of the case were more important to him than the passionate inclinations of the people. He believed that every person deserved a defense, and he took the case without hesitation. During the trial, Adams presented evidence that suggested blame also lay with the mob that had gathered, and that the first soldier who fired upon the crowd was simply responding the way anyone would when faced with a similar life-threatening situation. The jury acquitted six of the eight soldiers, while two were convicted of manslaughter. Reaction to Adams' defense of the men was hostile, and his law practice suffered greatly. However, his actions later enhanced his reputation as a courageous, generous, and fair man. That same year, John Adams was elected to the Massachusetts Assembly and was one of five chosen to represent the colony in the First Continental Congress in 1774. When Congress created the Continental Army in 1775, Adams nominated George Washington of Virginia as its commander-in-chief. On June 7, 1776, Adams seconded Richard Henry Lee's resolution of independence and backed it passionately until it was adopted by Congress on July 2nd. The Congress appointed Adams, along with Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Livingston, and Roger Sherman, to draft the Declaration. Jefferson would actually write the first draft, which was approved on July 4th. Adams was soon serving on as many as 90 committees in the fledgling government, more than any other congressman. In 1779, he was one of the American diplomats sent to negotiate the Treaty of Paris, which brought an end to the Revolutionary War. Afterward, he remained in Europe, and from 1784 to 1785, he arranged treaties of commerce with several important European nations. In 1785, he became the first U.S. minister to England. John Adams would serve the new nation for 8 years as its first vice president before winning election as president on his own when George Washington retired. His presidency was turbulent, and he failed to win re-election. He himself admitted that he was often obnoxious and disliked. After his presidency, Adams lived quietly with his wife Abigail, whom he called his dearest friend, on their family farm in Quincy, where he continued to write and to correspond with Jefferson. Both Adams and Jefferson died on July 4, 1826, the 50th anniversary of American independence. As he reached his 90th year after the death of his wife, when asked how he was doing, he would reply, "Content to live, ready to die, and hoping to do a little good." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 30th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.